Dictation 4, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, Malkowski, M-A-L-K-O-W-S-K-I, September 12, 77, addresses a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up for Mr. Malkowski, renal transplant, last visit in March. Chronic back pain, sounds like right side is sciatic, failed chiropractor, no anti-inflammatory agents to follow with you, no compromise of bowel or urination, no kidney transplant tenderness located on the right side, good urine output, no symptoms, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. He has developed progressive weight gain, obesity, as well as localized edema left upper extremity, same site of AB fistula, no ulcers of discolor of the fingers, no weakness, no major pain, fistulogram to be done tomorrow, might require an ligation, other review system is negative, medication list review for transplant, celceptacroprednisone for blood pressure, nifedipine, losartan, medication-induced diabetes on metformin, takes magnesium and potassium replacement, although he denies diarrhea and he is not on diuretics. Next paragraph, weight is 273, blood pressure by nurse 168-99, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress. There is obesity, there is edema on the left upper extremity, AV fistula open with large collaterals, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no JVD, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major lower extremity edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry, September, creatinine 1.05, which is baseline. Mild degree of anemia. No protein in the urine, trace of blood. Normal sodium, potassium. Normal albumin, acid base, phosphorus, calcium, no significant proteinuria, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, tacro upper therapeutic at 8.3, magnesium in the low side 1.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Cadaveric renal transplant, March 2022. History of chronic glomerulonephritis, no biopsy was done. Kidney transplant is stable. Continue high-risk medication immunosuppressant. Tacrolimus therapeutic, post-transplant diabetes, presently on metformin. He's also a good candidate for GLP-1 agonist, as well as Farxiga or Jardiance. No biopsy has been done of the transplant, no infection reported, negative BK viruses, negative CMV, donor and recipients both were negative, blood pressure in the office is high, needs to be monitored, needs to follow diet, exercise, weight loss and low sodium. He has a space to increase losartan to 100 milligrams, potentially adding further nifedipine or even trying a diuretic again with a potassium sparing. If he keeps me posted with blood pressure, we can help. He has a transplant follow-up on the next 6 months, so I will be seeing him in a year.